49 minutes past the hour. All right. This feud is going on. And listen, be careful when you have Omarosa on your show.
You better be careful.
Because I remember when she went on a Wendy Williams show and they went
shut
at
her
it.
Down.
And man, Wendy she Williams was Wendy tough down. To shut down, but she shut her down.
Omarosa's very intelligent.
Anyway, Bethany Frankel went on The View and made a disparaging comment about Omarosa, and she was silly enough to have Booker on her show.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She basically said, I have a real career. You know, the difference, if you compare me and Omarosa, the difference is I have a real career. And then when Omarosa went on her show, she said she didn't say it. And she said, you know what, Omarosa, I'll give you $10,000 if I said it. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
They looked it up. She said it with her dumb ass.
Wow.
And here's what Omarosa did on her show.
It's different for you and I. I'm an African-American woman. You get to walk around and be mediocre, and you still get rewarded with things. We have to be exceptional to get anything in this business.
Let me repeat that again.
It's different for you and I. I'm an African-American woman. You get to walk around and be mediocre, and you still get rewarded with things. We have to be exceptional to get anything in this business. I wasn't calling her mediocre.
There you are.
I wasn't calling her mediocre because clearly she's doing well. I'm here on your show, and I think that's fantastic.
And you're $10,000 richer.
And $10,000 richer. But I think it's important to understand that you don't stay a decade on television in reality TV without being smart and creating a brand that people want to see.
Wow. So do you agree with that? Is that Omarosa says basically, you know, because of who she is, she's not going to be rewarded for being, you know, mediocre. Because I think Bethany went on to say, no, you're infamous. But Bethany was kind of infamous on her reality show.
They're both known for reality. They're both on The Apprentice together.
Right.
Okay. And Bethany was on Beverly Hills Housewives or whatever.
But Bethany has a business where she sells
skinny girl margaritas. I saw her skinny girl.
Of course, she's sued for it now.
I saw her skinny girl bars, candy bars at the gym the other day. Okay. So she does have a brand, but she's also divorcing with her husband. A lot of mess.
Is there any truth to what Omarosa is saying?
It's different for you and I. I'm an African-American woman. You get to walk around and be mediocre, and you still get rewarded with things.
Wow. That's kind of
totally agree with her. I agree with her. I mean, it is so true that, I mean, you know, we find this out when you work in a workplace, you find out that you will have a degree, yet your coworker won't, and they're white and it's okay, but they would have never gotten that job had they been black without a degree. Happens every day, all day. I see it in our business all day.
Well, you know, I think, you know, you kind of look at like, well, Kim Kardashian. I mean, if African-American woman did the same thing that she did.
Plenty have.
Superhead
did it.
But she
didn't work out for her, did it? She didn't get no 15-carat ring or however many carats.
Well, listen, I mean, but...
I know people will say I'm racist, but I'm just using my own experience.
I don't think it's racist. I think it's racial in nature.
Okay,
you know, because you are bringing up something that, you know, people look at the fact that, you know, Omarosa is an African-American and considered a villain.
Yeah, she's a mean black girl. She's just speaking her truth. She's being honest about what she's experienced. And when you do that, people get mad.
Good morning. Hello. Oops, sorry.
Don't be scared. Man.
Yeah, don't be scared. Good morning. Hello.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely agree with Freitas, because the truth of the matter is you do have a lot of African-American women who had given out sex tapes or have done sex tapes. And then you have Kim Kardashian, who does it and becomes a mega superstar. And then, like Omarosa said, she's been in that business for 10 years. I mean, it's been a while since she's been on The Apprentice. But then you have these other reality shows with these Caucasian women that, you know, they don't have to fight each other and call each other out their names as much as the black women do on, like, Atlanta Housewives of Atlanta. So that's why it's the number one rated show.
Here's the other thing. Kim Kardashian, her mama even got to go at a show. What in a non-broadcasting world?
Chloe was on a show. And she was mediocre on that show.
She was horrible. They pulled her. But how does she get a show like that when you got... I mean, I take offense because I'm a broadcaster.
Her sister took one for the team.
I mean, how do you freaking even get a part on that show?
Hey. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I somewhat agree with Omarosa. I mean, that's just inequality, not only just in the workforce, but in the work world. I mean, look, you have Justin Bieber who does bad things and Lindsay Lohan, but they get more applauded and glamorized. And then you have people like Chris Brown, and then people shut them down for what they do when they show out. So, yes, it's like we have to be over the top in the African-American world just to get glamorized.
I got you. I appreciate that.
Failure.
Let's see. King of the Camera says, I agree. African-Americans have to prove themselves in the workplace when we have the ability to do better than others. Judy says, Bethany was on Real Housewives of New York City, not Beverly Hills. I'm sorry. I just knew it was a reality show. T is the one PR says, it's called the white privilege. We will always have to work harder. Just read an article on this yesterday. Let's see. Sweet Tara says, I agree with her, but I can't stand on Marosa.
You guys are angry. Why don't you just get over it?
You angry black women?
Good morning. Hello.
Russ Bob.
Yes, your comment, please.
How's it going, bro?
All right.
Hey, listen, I just want to shed a little light on this and how it relates to me. I understand exactly where that sister is coming from.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to actually say it's racist.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, no matter what industry you go in, okay, yeah, hers is reality. And I had to be honest with you, I'm really not into the reality TV thing.
Yeah.
But I understand totally where she's coming from when she says that she created a brand of herself just by getting the exposure.
Right.
It's like the business I'm in. I always tell everybody, you know, I'm a sales consultant. Mm-hmm. And I always tell everybody, I say, listen, you know, everybody is not a sales consultant. We may get 50 people in, and maybe one or two people out of that group may end up surviving in our business.
Right. But let me just say this. You know, what they're talking about here is that, you know, you can, Bethany Frankel was a reality star with no real experience, and they gave her a nice show.
She has her own show.
Omarosa hasn't gotten one. I think Omarosa would be great having her own
show. Are you
kidding
me?
But, you know, a lot of people don't like her. But look at the President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Okay.
The stuff that he does.
And the stuff that he's done.
So critiqued. You know, and we've had some real dumb presidents.
I mean, you just look at the
real
last
dumb
president we had compared to
not too long ago.
Yes. And you know what? It's just a double standard. And unfortunate, you know, I just don't want to make it all about race, but it does play a major factor that, you know, just, you know, being mediocre. I see a lot of, you know, directors that get handed millions of dollars to do one mediocre film after another.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I get a little bit of money to do one mediocre film after another, but they're not losing as much if anybody were care to invest in me. But the whole point is there is a double standard
here. Of course there is.
And Omarosa, I mean.
She told the truth. She, yeah. I'm sorry, y'all can't get me mad. She told the truth.
Who was the bigger star between Bethany and Omarosa?
Well, Bethany's able to be the bigger star because she's the white woman, is what Omarosa is saying.
From reality TV, though.
But, well, they were both on Apprentice. I think Omarosa was the biggest star from The Apprentice. She's the biggest star to come out of that. Yeah.